Overnights with Rod Quinn on ABC Radio.
It's time to find out what David Pryor has up his sleeve, or should I say who he's got in his back pocket.
Yes, that's right. Songsmiths again this Sunday morning. Today, a fellow known not just for his singing and songwriting, but also for the way he interprets some amazing singer-songwriters around the world.
He is one of Australia's leading country musicians, but as you say, he's singing stuff by people who are not just country artists.
Yeah, amazing fellow, Darren Coggan this morning.
G'day, welcome to Songsmiths. I'm David Pryor. The craft of a great song is to tell an intriguing story in a short space of time with a tight tune to match. We're going to throw in the spotlight the words and music of an Aussie singer-songwriter you may not have heard of before, but you'll be glad you did. Today, the songsmith in the spotlight, Darren Coggan. Multi-award-winning singer-songwriter Darren Coggan is one of Australia's most diverse music artists, a masterful storyteller with the ability to weave perceptive tales right throughout his songs. He also has an uncanny ability to interpret other storytellers' tunes, with critically acclaimed performances of The Cat Stevens Story, The James Taylor Songbook, and currently on tour performing the timeless music of Glen Campbell in Rhinestone Cowboy. His new album is called The Wide Horizon. It's out right now, and Darren Coggan joins me today on Songsmiths.
You know, with all these shows that I do, there's always sort of a personal attachment to it, and I think that's what initially I gravitate towards. For instance, with the Glen Campbell show, that we're touring that one across Australia all this year, and my parents have got cassette tapes of me. Do you remember those cassettes? Singing Rhinestone Cowboy as a little 3 or 4 year old, you know. So that was obviously, again, music that was being played in the house or on the radio at the time. And he was actually the reason I wanted to be a country music singer. He was my hero in the country music scene. And I had the privilege of working with him. I was his support act on an Australian tour he did in 1997. Yeah.
Wow.
I just won Star Maker at the time, and it was a very exciting time of my life, and he just made me feel so welcome.
Yeah.
He would stand in the wings of the theatres and watch my set each night.
Did that make you nervous?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it was... And I was really young and green at the time too. I was 22 or something at the time. What did I know? You know.
Yeah, so, but I mean, what an icon to lift your game as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And was just so encouraging. You know, here's a guy. Yeah. And every night I would sit there and watch him, obviously. And it was just, he was the master, incredible singer. But what I didn't realize was what an incredible musician he was. And his backstory before he was Glen Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy, Glen Campbell and Wichita Lyman, all of that. He was a part of the group called the Wrecking Crew, which was a group of elite Los Angeles musicians who literally played on hundreds of the most landmark recordings of all time, like the Beach Boys, you know, the Righteous Brothers, Frank Sinatra, Elvis. You know, I love those stories. I love hearing them. So when he passed away, I was kind of reflecting on all of that only a couple of years ago and thought, that could be a nice show. So that's my new project anyway.
That's what your project is at the moment. What out of Glen Campbell's material? I mean, there's so many songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which one in particular
should
do
we
you...
do? I mean, they're all great. But I do have a soft spot for the Wichita Lineman. It's a beautiful song and a beautiful lyric. I love the lyric.
Jimmy Webb, isn't it?
Jimmy Webb, yeah.
Cake in the Rain, great book.
Absolutely, that is a great book. Jimmy Webb obviously wrote the majority of Glenn's. I think that combination, when they found each other, that's when Glenn's solo career just went through the roof, you know, and Jimmy
everything
Webb's
went up
the greatest
for Jimmy Webb as well.
For sure.
They were paying him in cars. They weren't paying him in checks. Apparently, he was paid in cars.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's in the book. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Cake in the Rain.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Wichita Lyman is one of his best, though.
It really is. Yeah. I love the line. He says, "And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time."
County, and I drive the main road, searching
Isn't it a beautiful song?
Great song, isn't it?
It's so Darren beautiful. Coggan is here on Songsmiths. His album is called The Wide Horizon. We'll get to that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
The other big icon of music that you've met because you were touring around doing his music is Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens,
I mean, God, I'm so thankful I had parents that had Glen Campbell's albums and Cat Stevens albums, and we sat around campfires with mates that would play guitar and sing the songs. It's beautiful music, isn't
it? Thank you. Yeah, it really is. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, a great song is a great song and is timeless like that. You know, they will continue on, you know, forever and will still have relevance in our world and will still connect with people, you know, because those messages, particularly Cat Stevens, I think, you know, his messages in his music of understanding, of tolerance, of peace, still
and to step away from it all the way that he did.
Yeah, it's a remarkable.
I've had enough.
Yeah,
incredible when he was at the top of his game.
100%. Yeah, he just he'd had literally exactly how you describe it. He'd had enough of the excesses of fame and fortune. You know, he'd reached the top of his game. He had all of the sort of the materialistic comforts that any rock star, you know, or celebrity could ever dream of having. They were all his. He had, you know, he's credible as an artist. He had money and women and all of that. But sort of went, wow, is this what I've been striving for? You know, and wanted to search deeper. And he did and found fulfillment elsewhere, obviously, within his faith. But
it's nice to have him
great
back.
Songs.
But
it is.
You kind of filled a space for a lot of people, may I say, because
you
do it ever so perfectly.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, as I said, I'm a big fan of the music, and we're still doing the show, and we've got some shows happening again later this year, which is going to be a lot of fun. So I think his music will always be a part of what I do. Nice to be launching back in, certainly the second half of this year.
And of course, you met up with him. What was he like?
He was incredibly, he was every bit as sort of gentle and softly spoken as I imagined he would be.
Out of all of those songs and stories that he tells, which one tapped into you? Because you and I are about the same age. You must have only been a young fellow when you first heard Cat Stevens too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So many. And they change, actually. That's what I love about this show. You know, literally we've done hundreds of performances of these songs, but like on some nights you'll be singing that same song and you will find, I will find another interpretation on that lyric and you go, oh, wow, I hadn't thought of that before, you know, or it'll have some new relevance to me. But so many great songs. But the one that continually keeps coming back, and I think that's maybe because I'm a father now as well. I can relate to a lot of the sentiment in this song, but obviously it's Father and Son, which is just such a beautiful song. And we'll just continue on for all time, because those relationships between a father and son have been the same, really, since dawn of time, really. You know, the father trying to pass on his wisdom and saying, everything's okay, slow down, take it easy, and the young son wanting to get out there and conquer the world. But shall we do that? Okay, here we go. Well, it's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down, and if you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm. You found something going on. So take your time and think a lot. Just think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. He turns away again. Well, it's always been the same old story. And from the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. Yes, I know I have to. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, and that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through to find a girl and settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, still it's harder to ignore it. And if they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me now. And there's a way, but I know that I have to go. Yes, I know I have to go.
Fantastic.
Thank
what,
you.
Yeah, mate, what a voice you've got as well. I love the sound of your voice.
Oh, thank you very
much. I
always
have. Ever since you began, I mean, you've been a Star Maker, 96, you were the Star Maker.
Yeah,
40th anniversary this year.
40th anniversary.
That would have been a hoot in Tamworth.
It was so great, you know, like 40 years of a... It's become quite an institution in Australian country music, that talent search. You know, it's probably still the biggest talent search of its kind. I've continued my involvement. I compare the event up there each year. So it's been nice to continue that association with the event and with Star Maker. And it's certainly for me anyway. I know it's going back kind of a long time now when I won it. But I still, you know, treasure that moment, and it certainly opened a lot of doors for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that love your music too, Darren. I mean, I'm one of them, seriously. And 17 is one of my favorites.
Yeah, you like that song, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you've been doing music for some years. The Wide Horizon, I mean, this is the most recent of your albums.
Yes, yeah.
And 17 is something that just, it appeals. You talked about that beautiful love song from Glen Campbell.
Yeah.
I think this is a very pretty song, and it's obviously something that was very special to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this song was... I've learned over the years, Dave, that it's always a good idea to put a song for your partner or your wife on your album. It's always it always holds you in good stead.
You'll get fed.
So, no, this song was the song I wrote for my bride, for Danielle. We've been, and hence the title of the song, I met her when I was 17.
Wow.
We were high school sweethearts.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great story. And, you know, so she's been... a huge part of my life, obviously, for a long, long time, and knows me for really who I am.
That's right.
Which is nice as
when
well.
When those curtains are drawn.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. That's the song. Should we do that one?
Yeah,
let's do 17.
Live
okay.
In the studio.
Thank you for your support of this.
Darren Cogan here. that song at home so often. I love that song.
Thanks, David.
It
yeah,
really
thank you very much.
Beautiful. You've had an amazing career.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, actually.
Diverse is
diverse. Yeah, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
what it's all about.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's been kind of a necessity for me to sort of stay alive. To be honest with you,
to
try different things. You
we
know,
all and, do. And, yeah. Yeah, diverse things and say, you know, let's tackle that and we'll give it a go.
That's
and,
it. Yeah, and see where that one, see where that road leads.
Yeah.
I don't like to look back too much. There's a great
there's still so much to do.
There is absolutely.
So
you know.
Many stories you've got to tell.
And I'm loving. You know, it's a great time in my life at the moment, and a lot of great opportunities come my way, and I'm very grateful for them.
Must be a lot of buzz getting up on stage with the daughter, your daughter. Here's your
Olivia,
daughter, your gorgeous daughter,
and she's so, whatever. It's just just dad just singing songs, you know, because we do that quite a lot at home, you know, and it's lovely, but it really is quite special for me. I remember, you know, I sort of looking across at her, particularly the other night when Kate, so there was myself and then my daughter in the middle and then Casey on the other side of her, and I'm sort of looking across thinking, wow, just trying to soak up this moment, you know, this may never happen again, so just try and absorb all this, and but it was great. But she's just really confident with it and you know, not sort of... You know, the stage doesn't frighten her or anything like that. It's lovely. It's really incredible to watch. So, music, I think, will be a big part of her life. Whether she pursues it as a career or not is another thing, obviously. But it's...
Advice for those that are, like your daughter, advice that you'd give them for a career in music?
Wow, I think...
Apart from diversifying.
I think particularly in Australia, I think just make the most... Really make the most of every opportunity that comes your way. Even though at the time... You may think, what on earth am I doing? Or why is, you know, this is kind of not what I was thinking of was going to happen. But I think you never know where those opportunities lead, you know, and that's certainly been the case for me. There's been times when I've had opportunities come my way and I've gone, yep, I can do that. And that sort of sink or swim mentality has been the case for me.
Yeah. My dad always said, if somebody says, can you do that? You say, yes, you do it. If it fails, then you at least gave it a go.
Absolutely. That's such great advice. So, yeah, I that's my advice. I think, you know, be yourself, I think, is so important these days. And that message obviously is very relevant in our world and is out there, which is a great message to be who you are. And be proud of who you are.
We grew up in around the late 60s and early 70s when there were the songs that were talking about rainbows and unicorns.
That's right.
And look, I've got to say, it played a big part in my life getting into music. Well, getting into radio anyway. I'm a lazy person. I can just play a CD or an LP.
Yeah, yeah.
You get up there with the guitar. It's obviously played a big part of your life too, that era of music with your Cat Stevens and with your Glen Campbell.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I just think they're great songs. I have always gravitated towards performers and songwriters of any genre, really, but ones that have something to say, you know, and ones that are clever. You know, I really love a clever lyric or a lyric that you just sit and it really takes your breath away and you go, wow, that's a great singer is a great singer, and that's a gift on its own. You know, a great songwriter is a whole different talent, you know, that you are blessed with. I think, you know, you can only teach so much about writing a song. So I think that's another good bit of advice, not to feel the pressure to have to write your own material necessarily. If you can do that, brilliant, you know, and everyone's got a story to tell. Some people can just condense it into 3 minutes a lot better than others. I've always said it's always better to sing somewhere a really good song of somebody else's than a lousy song of your own. And I think that's certainly been the case with me. I've made a career out of singing other people's songs as well, you know, as well as my own. But I just think Glen Campbell was the definitive example of a guy who could take any song and make it his own.
Incredible. Is there something,
man,
out of all their catalogue that you love the most? What do you like to strum when you're at home, when you're relaxed and,
Let's do this. This is of all of the artists that I love, and I got a lot of favourites, man, but... The guy, when I'm sitting at home just by myself, and the guy I always, my go-to guy is James Taylor. He's my favourite. And, you know, as far as songsmiths go, he's got to be, you know, he's at the top of the tree. Yeah, one of the greats. So this is a song that I actually do this song nearly every single night in my own show. I usually open up with this one. So I'm sure you're going to remember this one, Dave. Here we go. Sing along if you want. Here we go. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I have seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down on me, Jesus? You gotta help me to make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find. But I always thought that I'd see you again. So I'll be walking my mind to an easier time, with my back turned toward the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it can turn your head around. And there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find any friend at all. But I always thought that I'd see. But I'd see you one more time, Suzanne. Thought I'd see you, oh, fire and rain, fire and rain.
James Taylor.
He's amazing. I mean,
isn't he great?
Oh, yeah. The whole package. But you know what? You're right. It's great to interpret. And that's an amazing interpretation that you did.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great song. I mean, that's been around a long time, obviously, and probably his signature song, obviously. But
my mate, you're doing everything from James Taylor, Cat Stevens, Rhinestone Cowboy Show as well, which is Glen Campbell.
Yeah.
And your own album. Yes. The most recent one is called The Wide Horizon. Have a look for it. Website?
Yeah, the website's probably the best for all of those sort of projects.
It's
the general. Yeah, Darren. DarrenCoggan.com, you'll find a whole bunch of answers there. And all our tour dates, obviously, are on that. But
you're an amazing fella.
Thanks, Dave.
I've loved your career and I still enjoy watching how you weave and duck and turn and do all sorts of odd things from time to time.
Yeah,
Life
is interesting.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful ride out there. Yeah. So, listen, and thank you for your support, mate. Absolutely. Really appreciate it. Great. Very cool. I like it.
The Songsmiths.
I love it.
That's Songsmiths for this morning. Thank you very much for listening. And Rod, you're back again Friday with ABC Overnight.
Exactly right, David. Thank you so much for your great work on Songsmiths, and we'll talk to you next week about it.
Thanks, mate.
And that was another podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Thanks for listening.